You know, there's times in my life. Oh, I'm sorry. What is this? The 19th of May, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Getting ready to head out towards the college this morning, tallying up the scores, making sure that the essays are tight, and then starting this weekend to grade the first class of essays. But you know, sometimes I like listening to gospel music, I guess you can call it. Music where someone is screaming out to God to do something in their lives. And I found that in my ethnic religion, that happens often. You're probably wondering, do I cry out to God like that? No, sometimes when I'm getting ready to go to work. And this is an exceptionally wonderful, wonderful day, because I am feeling full of vim and vigor all through my entire person today. I can't believe it. I am feeling so good. And you know what's good about me feeling good? I'll tell you what's good about me feeling good. What's good about me feeling good is that I had nothing to do with it. I think it was this morning around maybe 3:30 in the morning I woke up, and I just felt great. And it was, and the whole day getting ready, even dressing for school. You know, sometimes you can tell when I'm having a bad day because I dress like a clown. Today, I wanted to be a little bit fashionable. I think I am pretty good. I like the way I look. I like the way I feel. I like the way God has me. Living in this new generation, this new culture, this getting along with the culture, I love it. A couple of my students asked me yesterday, they said, "Mr. Coleman, what are you going to do this weekend?" They were asking me, they were adults, they're up in age, "What do I do to relax?" I told them, "Have some friends by, you know, have good conversations." I have my theological talks most of the time in the classroom. And, you know, it's going to be great because I'll be grading the papers out in all around Los Angeles. That's what I'm going to do. The Mini Cooper, since it doesn't burn that much gas, I'm going to go to a coffee shop in various parts of the city to grade the essays, and I'm going to have a great time. I'm just looking forward to doing that. And I want to talk to you folk that are looking for some extended webcasts. Oh, note this at my Enter the Word 1 email. I'm going to discontinue that. I'll take it off the website, and you'll be able to contact me at my Gmail account. And I'll put that up. But for right now, let me continuously get ready to prepare myself and go to work. I think that's important, right? I mean, going to work is important. That's how I pay for everything. And you guys be in prayer for me, because I'll probably have to look out there and get a little part-time work. And I hope that I can get into the people's services to be of assistance to people. Man, maybe, you know, wouldn't it be great just to work in maybe like a couple of rest homes, to go in there to encourage the senior citizens that are up in age, or some malady has come down on them, for me to appear there and to just be at their bedside, just the way I am now, and just encouraging them, cheering them up, letting them know that there is hope on the other side. It is. Listen to this. You know what? Years ago, I used to preach against that kind of idealism in Christianity. I preached against it because I said, stop asking God to break this down and set up a wall and to protect you from this and that. Just trust God. You see, instead of me looking for him to do some supernatural things in my life, I trust him. That's what I did last night when I went to bed. When I trust God. You know, I try to get things out of human beings, and human beings can't fulfill me. They never will be able to fulfill you either. Whenever you're looking for some kind of satisfaction out of a human being, you're gonna be let down. Because I'm gonna tell you, God is what you need. God is the one that has weaved you together, put you together in a very succinct way. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by the God who knows you. Don't trust in people. Don't trust in people. They're gonna let you down one way or the other. People are selfish. They do things selfishly. And when they get in ministry and do that, and they try to manipulate people to get them to follow them, then that's dangerous. You know what? I'm seriously thinking about driving to another city today to go visit a church that I've been wanting to visit for years. And I'm going to go visit this church. And I'm not going to mention which one it is. But I'm going to go there and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to see if I can witness the Spirit of the Lord in that place as I go and set myself down amongst believers. I'm looking forward to that. And I want to do a little research because I think that the drive to the other city would be good. I'll find another coffee shop there for me to grade my papers. Yeah, that sounds good. Listen. The storm is over now. Listen to this.
It's over now.
Listen.
It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
The storm is over now. Sing it, brothers and sisters. Listen.
It's over now.
See,
it's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
The storm is over now. Sing it, boy.
No more cloudy days.
Gone, girl. Why?
I feel like I can make it. The yes. Storm is over now.
I like that.
Can you help me say?
No more cloudy days.
No more cloudy days.
They're all gone away.
I feel I can make it. The storm is over now. Y'all sing. Listen.
If I walk alone,
I don't care which way you look at it. In the African American church, we got the best singers, the best choirs. I love the words.
Oh,
it's indicative of the black man's religion, because the storms is what sweeps us. That's why, you know, when I love going to the African American church, because even though maybe the doctrinal teachings may be a little off, but when it comes to singing and feeling what everybody black in the room is feeling, and you look around and you see tears coming down folks' face, crying. They ain't crying because they did something wrong. They crying because it feels good. It's like being around all the tribe, and all the tribe in one voice is reaching up to God. You know, I'm gonna have to start attending some of these concerts that I used to speak against so often. That's what I need to do. All right, listen. I hear my dog is on the side of the fence, tearing up everything again. Bro man at the rescue. Time for me to go to work. So I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna leave you now. God bless you. Thank you for coming to my website. Sorry I didn't have time to bring a Bible study. Just wanted to fill in with what's happening in my life. God bless you. I love you. You take care now. Be good. Trying to make